Hey there, this is Dana Mills from the great state of Kansas. From the heart of rural America, coast to coast, and across the globe, welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Question of the Day podcast.
Hey, it's Jackie Almer, and welcome to this Q&A edition of the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast, where I answer your burning questions and get you on your way to the Network Marketing Hall of Fame. Welcome to episode number 12 of the Q&A of the Day podcast. And boy, today's question is something that many people struggle with, and that is how to approach people when you've already been involved in other companies, haven't succeeded, and you've approached them before. Did you know that Social Media Mastery Backstage Pass Coaching is now open? You can learn everything you need to know about taking your network marketing business online so that when people Google you or your company, they can find you. Just visit socialmediabackstagepass.com for details. Well, to answer that question for you, I've brought my good friend, Jordan Adler, author of Beach Money, onto the show to answer that question. Now, many of you may not know his story, and I'll let him share it with you, but it's kind of interesting. Jordan and I have been friends for years. He was my first sponsor in network marketing, and we go way back. We actually met at the gym in Tempe, Arizona, when we were part of the 5 a.m. Rat Pack, going to the gym early before we went into our corporate jobs. We both worked at America West Airlines, but we did meet at the gym, became very good friends. He became friends with my husband and I, and we stayed friends. And he first approached me about network marketing, and that's when I realized I was very skeptical about it and I wasn't interested. But you know the funny thing? 18 months later, when I was home with my first child and wanting to figure out a way to stay home for good, Jordan came to Christmas brunch actually at my home and pulled up driving a BMW. And I'm not a car person, but that BMW represented that something was working in his life. So he's going to share the answer with you today on how to approach people when you've already been involved in other companies, you've not been successful, and you've already approached them.
Hi, this is Jordan Adler, author of Beach Money, and I'm here at the ANMP event. And, you know, I get asked the question all the time, if you were in so many different network marketing companies, I was in 11 companies in 10 years, never signed up a single person, but people want to know, if you were in that many companies, you know, who do you talk to after you've talked to everybody that you know? Well, first of all, you know, I thought I talked to everybody that I knew, but I really didn't talk to everyone that I knew. When I started going back through my records, I started finding people that I was afraid to talk to at the time that I hadn't talked to. So, but in reality, if you think about it, every single person that you have met in the course of your lifetime, you didn't know before you were born. You had to meet them and get to know them somewhere along the way. And so when I look today at my organization, a large majority of the people that I've sponsored in the business are people that I didn't know when I joined my current company. And so I think a key part of being successful in the business is learning the skills for meeting new people. One of the things that I like to do is when I meet somebody and I'm talking to them, I ask them, do you have a business card? And if they don't have a business card, I say, how can I reach you? So I'm constantly adding new names into my contact manager and staying in touch with people and beginning to, you know, nurture and develop those new relationships and those new conversations. I also, you know, I try and put myself into situations where I know that there'll be people that will approach me. I personally like to do networking functions and look for opportunities where there'll be people that have a reason to talk to me. Like maybe they've got businesses that they want to talk to me about, or they want to sell me something. I go shopping and I look for salespeople that want to sell me something, and then I ask them for their business card. So there's always ways to meet new people. And then for the people that you've shared your business with in the past, and maybe you had, you know, quit your business along the way, or things didn't work out for whatever reason, you've got this list of people that you've kind of like, you feel like you've kind of burned out your warm market. A couple things. One is, when you start to have some success with your current company, it'll be a little easier for you to go back to those people. But let's say you want to go back to those people earlier, before you've had any success. You can always just be really forthright and really transparent and let people know that that you know that you were involved in other companies before and you didn't have success, and you're not expecting them to say no, you're not expecting them to say yes per se, but you just like to share it with them and see what their opinion is on it. Recognizing that you've never had success in anything like this before, and just let them know that right up front. I've never had any success in this before, in this kind of business, but I'd like to show it to you and just get your opinion, and if you tell me no, it's no big deal. And I did that a lot. After being in 11 companies in 10 years, never signing up a single person, I went back to people and I said, look, I know I was in a lot of other companies in the past. I wasn't successful. I never made any money. But I'd like to get your opinion on this one and see what you think. I think there's some potential here, but if you tell me no, no big deal. And that's kind of how I approach those people. So there's opportunities all around you as long as you put yourself in front of the flow of people. And then learn the basic skills for connecting with people and introducing yourself and then putting yourself in situations where they'll meet you as well. So hopefully that's some helpful information, and we'll see you on the beach.
Now, before I let Jordan go, I ask him to share a little bit with all of you about what he got out of the ANMP event, what he gets out of generic events like this, and what have been some defining moments for him.
I got inspired to be a network marketer as a result of participating in the mastermind programs in the early 90s that were put on by John Milton Fogg and Richard Brook and Donna Johnson and those. That was long before I'd even signed up a single distributor in network marketing. And so I think any opportunity you have to be in front of a group of 30 or more speakers that have all made significant amounts of money, millions of dollars in network marketing, to come and sit for full immersion 3 or 4 days and take notes and really kind of like just immerse yourself in the experience of being around a bunch of people that are making things happen in the profession, I think that you can't go wrong. You're going to benefit, and you're going to change, you're going to grow. And so I highly recommend that you get involved in organizations like ANMP, the Association of Network Marketing Professionals. It's important.
So there you have it. And the reality of it is new people are everywhere. So if you'll just put yourself in the right mindset, in the right frame of mind to get out there and talk to people and know, just like you've heard on earlier episodes, that there are professionals, there are people all over who are looking for a way out of whatever situation that they're in, whether it's income or time freedom that they're looking for, they're out there. And, you know, a great quote that Mark Yarnell has, or not really a quote, but what he used when he was approaching people about another opportunity, or what he coaches people on, is to just be upfront with them, kind of like Jordan said, you know, and say, you know, I know that you've seen me involved in some other companies and I haven't been so successful, and you may have your doubts. But the reality of it is I am super committed and I've been in research mode for all these different times, trying to figure out what's going to be the right fit. I'm very driven to own my own business. I'm very driven to be an entrepreneur. And so I have done a ton of research, and I'm happy to say after all that research, I've figured out what fits for me, what doesn't fit for me, and I know that this probably isn't right for you. I think you'll love the products, but I just at very least wanted to let you know about it in case the timing might be right and you might be open to taking a look at it. So there's some ideas for you. Get out there and create some activity in your business today, and good luck. Do you have a question for the show? You can ask it over at JackieAlmer.com/questions. Hey, and if you're looking for 8 easy steps to create and build your network marketing business online, then grab the free guide over at ProfitInYourPJsNow.com. Until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check.